able to press down together. Rashi says, "Materif shezem moishik lekan zelakan shneim doichin." Since they're both like pressing, so they're aside. Maybe by mistake they just press down on the knife. That's the chiddush. There could be in case that you have two people holding onto one knife. Most of Avin says shochet es haveshet lamata. He shechted the veshet on the bottom part of the veshet of the food pipe. The esakon of the windpipe lamal on top. Oy es haveshet lamal. The esakon lamata shchitosik share was good. The question is, am I why? I have elected shchitim afras. You can't see one straight cut. So why is it good according to Shlokish? Because mash from one slice on top and one slice the other side on the bottom. So you can't see straight through a cut of roif simonim. You have to look on top and the bottom. So mufras means you have to see the whole shchita straight through. So since the shchita on the behemoth is two simonim, avad, you have to see both simonim straight through. Otherwise it's not called a good shchita. So Marin says, I'll tell you who mostly asked the question. He answered the question. That v'shchitu ha'suri k'kumis. We're talking about the shchitu was done slanty. But it was a straight slant, you could see straight through. Rashi says k'kumis means bialachsen, like a slanty. T'kulo chad mokamu. U'mufras karinim bay. V'ischo b'kono, l'mal, she started on top. V'chota v'shipu, she cut slanty. Kalpi mate b'mokam sh'nigma shchitosa koni ischo shchitos veshet. But it went straight through from the koni to the veshet. So therefore it's called a shchitu mufras. Just top and bottom just means it went slanty. Right, Masahu Tura, there's an ox. The Ishchot Pishnai Mishloshe Makaymas. The Shchita was done in two or three places. It wasn't a clear straight through Shchita. It was done in two or three places. So Chal is the good enough. So all Rav Yitzchok Bar Shmuel Bar Maso and Shoko Mishufrei Shufrei, he bought from the best part of this meat. So you have to say he holds the shchita's kosher, he holds a good shchita. Oh, but Rav Zera said back to him, the Maraton Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us that Mishnasenu b'shnei sakinim. Let Yoti, according to your psak now, that you let eat from such a shchita, we understand you learned b'sham the Mishnah before, that's talking about two people holding on two different knives. Obeys b'nei yodam. You don't have to be marked like we said before, it's one knife or two people holding on to it. No, you don't have to have a shchita for us. So if Shan the Mishnah could be Pashtus, there are two different people holding on to two different knives. Lenechnami, it wasn't the Shchitim for us, it was one on this part and one on that side. Yeah. So why so that's the way he holds Laloch, and I think Laloch we hold like that. No, Laloch I'm not sure. Laloch is much of a kid. It has to be a Shchitim for us, Mashma. Yeah. The other one says, Omri Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Hechlit es hasatin bein simen lesimen. Let's say hechlet means the knife is not like uncovered on top, but you stuck it through the meat. Or here you stuck the knife in between the two simonim. Uposko, and then you shechted downwards. That's the way you shechted. Rashi says uposko means latachta and kilchos. You start to shecht downwards. Elisha hechlet, but the psul is that when you started your shechita, the knife was covered up on top of the other simon. And then you took it out and you went downwards to cut it downwards. So that's for sure uposko. That's the ikav psul of Chaloda. Bein Sakin L'Sakin Yerisim L'Sim in the Poskul Yipsul. That's the Yipsul of Chaloda. Now, what's going to be Tachas Or? Let's say you stuck the knife on top of the Simonim, just right underneath the skin, and you shecht it downwards. So that's Ksheira. That's called the good Shchita. That's not a Psul of Chaloda. Even though the top of the knife is covered, but since it's not covered with the Simonim, he holds his kosher. My kumashim, what's the chiddush over here? Tanini, we learned. Or shehechled es hasakin tachas hasheni or poskoi. If you stuck the knife underneath the second simon and you cut upwards, then maybe sheva voim in the veiler, keep voim a treifa. She says clearly that's a psul that's a psul of chaloda. So you see clearly that the psul of chaloda is only where it's underneath the meat itself, where it's underneath the simonim, but not just underneath the skin. Smur says no. Even Matisa from that Mishnah, Havimin, I would have thought to say, Hani Mili Milamato Lamalo. That's maybe only if you're going downwards upwards, you're cutting downwards upwards. Like you put the knife underneath the two simonim, and you start to cut upwards. To like cover the Kedera Shchit, you're not doing it the right way. The right way Shchit is a knife on top, cutting downwards. Abu, but in our case, Milamalo Lamato, where you stuck the knife just in between the two simonim. And you shecht it downwards, the kovik, the rashita. Since you did it the right way, you shechted downwards, hey, mishapadomi, maybe there's no psul, kamashmalon. That's the kamashma even the first part, that if you stuck your knife in between the two simonim, and you shechted downwards, a regular maisa shrita, still it's psul. That's the psul of chalodo, that the knife was not uncovered, the knife was covered, that's a psul. What he said, that's what he holds now, tachas or, let's say just stuck the knife under the skin, but it's above both simonim and shech down with kshera, he holds his kosher. Because chalod is only if it was covered up with the simonim. However, they, Rav Amrin, the base medrash from Rav, they said that tachas or any day. They're not sure about that. Could be if it stuck the knife underneath the skin, maybe it's also psul chalod. They're not sure. Maybe you have to be able to see the knife, and under the skin is also a psul of chalod. Ibol, we have a question like this now. Levei Rav, according to Rav, the Amrin, they say tachas or any day, they're not sure. Maybe that's also psul chalod. So what's going to be tachas matlis? Let's say you have a towel. You wrap a towel around the neck of the behema, and you stick the knife underneath the towel and start shechting. What's going to be the loch over there? Reals tachas semer mesubach mal. Let's say on the animal, he has his hair there, that you cut off some of the hair, his whatever is there, and it's still hanging there. So the hair there, the tzem of the wool, is covering up the knife. What's going to be the loch? Is that also going to be a psula chalod or not? Moses Teiko, that's a good sophic. There's a sad to say that the knife can't be covered up with anything. You have to be able to see the top of the knife. Rashi says, V'chol Teiko, the Yisroel Lechurmi, you have to go Lechurmi over here. And boy, Rabjia, so Islam, according to this, when they before they make a shita, they have to make sure there's no hair they like. It doesn't get stuck between the hair. Sometimes, like, they shave it off a drop. You know, they're careful to make sure there's no hanging hair there covering up the knife. Knife before you start the shrit has to be seen. Everyone says, "Boy, Rapapa, hechlet b'miyat simonim mal teiku." What's going to be b'miyat simonim? So Rashi learns, "Liachas shachad rubai." After you shechted most of the simonim behechsher, now you have the bottom sim was b'chaloda. Mir mir ishkat hashapet rubis simonim edum akul achad shchiti v'ispo shchita b'miyat kama pshitlon nevei levadi. If you did it the first part of it, pshita it's nevela. The shallow is, if only the second part, not sure what the mitzvah would be, but after you made robe of the shchita, now you covered up the knife, you put skin, you put hair on top of it, and the last part of it you did, b'chalada. So that's a shallow, is such a psul or not. This Gemara obliged by Teiko. To suffer in the Gemara, we have such a psul chalada or not. And Rashi learns over here that since it's a sophic taiko and a shalom isurim, avada they have to be machmir. So it comes out even by the miyat basra, even though we hold really roiv of the shchit is enough, and if shatid, if you would have stopped after doing roiv, avada the shchit would have been kosher. But now that you continued on to finish off the shchit, just the end, the last miyat, the last part of the simon you did with a psul of chalodo, means the knife was stuck in, it was covered up on top, so that's a shalom the gemara, we gotta go to chumrah. Rashi Shitri has heard them before also by the psul of Hagroma, even though it's only the last third that you had the psul of Hagroma, also to take on the Chumram, even the Miyad Basra. But even by Shir, Rashi says the same thing also, by all the psulim, even by the Miyad Basra, who are them by the first Miyad, the beginning of the Shchita, the end of the Shchita. It's all called one Maisa Shchita. And therefore, if you have any of these psulim at the beginning or at the end, in the Chumra, we have to say the Shchita is possible, even by the Miyat Basra. Now the Mishnah says, HaShoychet Beis Rosh and Kechad. If you shech two behemoths at one time, Yishchitos HaKshayra, the Shchita B'dyevet is kosher. If you shech two animals, Beis Rosh and one long knife, you shech two heads, the Shchita is kosher. What about Shnayim Oichsen Besak, and let's say two people hold on to one knife, V'Shoychetim, and they shecht one animal together, like we learned before, could mean that one was holding the knife on top, one was holding the knife on the bottom, still shchitos ekshera. Maisa shchit is kosher, and we're not afraid, maybe they'll make hadrosa, or we're not afraid they'll make hadrosa. So with the ever, the shchit is kosher. What's going to be hitiz es harosh v'vatachas? Let's say with one shot, with one slice, you chop off that at one time. So psula, we say for sure it's psul, because that's like a psul of drosa. you did not make a shchita going back and forwards. You must have pressed down, and therefore with one shot, the Rashi says, Ba'avor Rishoino, the first time you brought the knife towards you, Ashlehispi, you didn't get a chance to go backwards again, or else the opposite way, you were hoilach, before you made a four. Therefore it's possible, because we say for sure you made a drosa, you pressed too hard down with the knife, you did not just cut straight across. But the Mishnah says, what's going to be in Yesh Pesakin Molei Tzavar? Let's say the knife is longer than the neck of the animal. And we'll see in the Gemara, Rashi says it means Chutzlet Tzavar. That means the knife is like double the width of the neck. So the knife, even after it goes through the whole neck, there's still another whole part of the knife. In other words, the knife itself is long as two necks. And then we say, Ksheira, then the shchita could be kosher, because with one time, one havor, it's possible to make a kosher shchita. Now, the Nedvam Amurim, when do we say these halachas of the Mishnah, that if the knife is not that long, it's not an extra length of the neck, that we say, we're choshed for drosa, that the shchita is psula, that's only bizman shahulach, if you only made one movement with the knife, you only went forwards, for lo yehev, you did not come back, lo yehev, roshi came back, for lo yehev, you did not go forwards. But let's say with the shchita, with the knife, you're going back and forwards the way you're supposed to. Then afilu kosher, no matter how small the knife is, afilu beizmal, even with like a needle. Rashi says it's a tar dak, like a very thin razor. The kotimot is very small. Even that is kosher. Since you go back and forwards with it, then it's kosher. The shalos only, if you don't go back and forwards, just straight, one movement, that's a shalos only kosher if the knife is long enough. But if it's a short knife, then we say for sure you made a dross, you just pressed downwards, therefore it's psula. Now the Gemara says, Minoan Emili, how do we know this from? The Mashma Shchita has to be going backwards and forwards. Omash Shmuel, Shmuel says, Yomachro, the Pasuk says, Chetz Shochut, Lishoinom, Nirma Diber. Like their tongue is sharp, like an arrow, they talk deceitful. So Chetz, you see, Loshen of Chetz has to do with Shochut, a knife, a Chetz, an arrow. And Rashi says, Ma chetz aleches b'meshicha, just like a chetz the arrow goes by meshicha movement, is our shchita the same thing b'meshicha as moving backwards and forwards, not just pressing downwards. Tonet dever bishon dever bishmo, they learned the apostle says v'shochat then dash nistam ein v'shochat elu moshach. The word v'shochat has to mean moshach. You're dragging it. You're moving it backwards and forwards. And then another pasuk, the Chaim Ram in the pasuk, also says in Malachim that Zav Shochut. The another pasuk is Chetz Shochut the Shoyna Mimra Diber. So you bring down two psukim. First it says Zav Shochut, means to say Rashi says that you press down, beat down the gold. Moshech Shurach Hamoshchinoi Soikain Shoyson Sorfen Choshes. When you beat it down, so you move it downwards. That's also Maisa like a Shchita. Of moving it backwards and forwards. And then the second pasuk. So that's the question, my view, what do I have to have two pasukim for? The chitem and evio tell me, zov, shochot means shenit v'kachut. It just means to say that the gold was like woven in threads. But it has nothing to do with the movement of be moshach backwards and forwards. Therefore, toshma, come now, another pasuk that says, chet shochot v'shoinam, that a shchit is like a chet, like an arrow that goes forwards. It's Moshev, that's the way Shchita should be done. Mara says, Rava heavy bodik le'gira l'reb yoyna batachlifa. Rava was once examining an arrow to make sure like it's kosher for Shchita for Reb Yoyna batachlifa. The shochet ba'ufa. And with that arrow, he shechted, he shot it at a bird when it was flying, and he made a kosher for Shchita. Badi deporach, while the bird was flying, he threw the arrow, and it sliced the simonim in the right way to make the ma'aseh shchita. So he checked out the arrow first to make sure there's no pegima, it's a kosher stakin, and then he made a shchita with this arrow. So what's the question? For Dilma Ovid Chaloda, how do we know to say he made a good shchita? Maybe the arrow went in between the simonim and was covered up with the other simon. There'll be a psul and shchita chaloda. And the psul chaloda applies to Eifus also. Samur says no. The case was Chazinu. We see that Gitfo the Mifrime. We saw that the feathers fell off around the neck, that the feathers were cut. That's a proof to say that the arrow started on the outside, even cutting through the feathers inside. So therefore, there's no psuchalada, therefore the shechita was kosher. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. We'll do the next stuff on the other side.